All right, and we're here at Tiger Stadium. Well, kind of a stadium anyway. Ready for the girls softball varsity, junior varsity doubleheader against the Canton Tigers. We hope our Lady Tigers prevail, but we'll see what happens. I'm joined this evening with Jacob Shipman. Jacob, how you feel?
I'm all right. Looking forward to the game tonight, Tyler.
What do you expect to see?
I expect the Brashear team to come out and dominate.
Come out and dominate. Well, I conducted some pregame interviews with some of the softball players, and the common theme was they wanted to win. However, some of them said we thought we would win. So things like that is kind of hard on your team morale. What do you say, Jacob?
Yeah, just they need to have a different attitude. They need to come in with a good, solid attitude.
Yeah, that's right. We're having a little meeting on the mound. Both coaches and their seniors or captains anyway, meeting with the officials, getting ready for the game. I think we're about 5 minutes from first pitch, and we'll be back then with some play-by-play and some full analysis. So we'll see you in about 5 minutes. Our national anthem tonight is going to be sang by Stephanie Linhart. And the Brashear Lady Tigers are going to take the field, ready for where our varsity game is going to be played first, as Clarkson promptly misses the first pitch from Scudder. But hey, it's a warm-up pitch, and it doesn't go down in the books. Now we're ready to go. Jacob's got his mic on, and he's good to go.
Had some difficulties there, folks.
Technology is a wonderful thing when you can get it to work.
Chris is looking strong here, pitching some solid strikes in the warm-up.
If he can put it in the zone, that's good enough. She's taking her last pitch. Ashley's thrown down, wiping off the plate. We're ready to go here. Lead-off Tiger for the Canton Tigers is stepping up to the plate, number 12. We don't have names as of right now, but we're working on getting them so that you'll know their names as well as we will. First pitch on its way, and it is fouled straight down the right field line. Nice hit
on that, Tyler.
It was a nice swing, just a little tardy. Nice pitch there by Scudder. First pitch fastball.
Yeah.
Here we go. Pitch number 2. Fouled back a little farther to the down the right field side.
Looked like a high fastball, Tyler.
Laid on it again. I think that happens a lot with Scudder's pitches.
He throws pretty hard.
That's right. Here we go. That one was a changeup, but she got her to ground straight back to Scudder and throws her out. Works well enough, I guess.
I guess.
All right, here, number 5 is up now for Canton.
That was a wonderful job there by Scudder.
It was.
Selection.
Execution. Scudder a little low on that one. Ball 1-0. Oh, that was a high fastball, and she got her to chase. The swing.
Sometimes that high fastball is hard to lay off.
Swing was a little tardy as well.
Yeah.
Nice drive here by number 5, straight into the right field gap. Picked up by Hill. Hill's going to throw it in, and going to be late. Number 5 with a double early on.
End up double.
That was a nice poke. Very nice. So, number 4 for Canton steps in with an RBI opportunity here. Number 5 is on second. 4 is up, 1 out, strike right down the middle.
That was a great pitch by Scudder.
I think it can be tough to take those strikes. What do you say, Jacob?
Yeah, those are some things that you just got to swing at. They're just hard to take them.
Meanwhile, ball was pitched. Ashley muffled it, but got it back, and the runner was not able to advance. This one's fouled straight back, 1-2. Scudder's next pitch is a ball, and the runner is going to try to advance. Clarkson wasn't able to get to the pitch in time, so she does. Now runner on third, only one out. Number 4 up.
Scudder, it's too high for Clarkson to catch.
She got a glove on it.
I always was told if you can get a glove on it, you should catch it. If you touch it, you can catch it.
That's right. All right. Down the left field line this time, foul. Pulled it. You don't see him getting out in front of Scudder. It must have been a changeup.
Yeah. I think it was some off-speed pitch.
Scudder lays another one in there. High changeup. Just a little high. I thought it was. It looked a lot higher coming in, and it kind of fell when it got to the batter.
Yeah, it dropped.
Ball four. Number four takes her base. And Clarkson throws down. I guess that's to keep her from automatically advancing to second, which I've seen happen a lot in softball. Number 19 steps in now. Runners on first and third. I'm sure the runner on first is going first pitch. I was right. And they throw down to third. Not a bad play if you can execute it. Didn't work, though. Number 19 steps in now.
On there. She didn't throw it all the way down.
That's a good point. She did kind of was slow. Oh, my.
Nice pitch.
Scudder with the changeup, had 19 out in front, and wouldn't have hit it if she was right on anyway. Always a nice pitch. This one's high. Fastball. I believe it's 1-2 here. 2-2 now, the count on number 19. Well, the ball gets away from Scudder, but thankfully the runner on third wasn't fully aware of everything, and you don't see that very often. So Tigers get a break as they're able to get on, and nobody can advance at all. Full count now on number 19 as Scudder lays one in low. Pressure pitch here from Scudder is just a bit inside.
Close. Very close.
It was close. Bases are loaded. And one out. Here we go. Number 11. This talks RBI opportunity. Strike on the high outside corner.
Strike two. She just was way behind that, folks. Scudder threw a nice, hard fastball right down the pipe.
Scudder's been drilling them all day. All inning, I guess.
She's a strong pitcher.
There we go.
Strike three. See you later.
That was a beautiful pitch.
Right down the pipe. Scudder knew she couldn't catch up with it, so she threw it in the exact same spot.
Number eight steps in for Canton with two outs and the bases loaded. Top of the first. Scudder rolls one in just a little low. Next pitch from Scudder is just a tad high. 2-0 is the count. This is a time you don't want to be walking him.
Yeah, walk scores a run here.
That one was a strike. Right down the heart of the plate.
I just don't understand how you can't swing at those, Tyler.
I've been there where I haven't swung at those things like that before.
Strike two.
2-2 now as eight swung and was probably a little late, but it didn't matter because she wasn't anywhere close to the ball. 2-2 is the count. Bases loaded,
strike.
Two outs, and now three. What's a strikeout of number eight? So, Canton is able to threaten in the first, but Tigers are able to keep him from doing any damage.
And herself out on that one, Tyler.
After the top half of the first, it's nothing. What do you see going into the batting part of the inning?
Possible bunt.
You see a bunt, huh?
Yeah.
Well, who leads off? I believe Hill leads off for the Tigers.
She's awfully quick. She might lay down a bunt and get on base.
Uh-huh. Awfully quick. I think I could beat her in a foot race, though. Well, we now have Canton's lineup, so we'll be able to tell you what the players' names are. Pitching for Canton is number two, Tori. Niamon Tori?
Looks right to me.
That's what I'm going to call her, Niamon Tori. All right, so we have the pitcher. Now let's get the whole battery. Catching for them is Danielle Caldwell. I believe I've read this wrong. It's Tori Niemann and Danielle Caldwell. So that's your battery. All right. Hill took the first pitch and could not do anything with it. She's ready for pitch number two. She swings and misses over the top of the ball, but it was a good pitch from Diamond.
She looked a little
early
on that, Tyler.
Maybe a tad, but I think if she'd hit it, she would have put it out there somewhere. She had right part of the bat out there, meat of the bat. Next one, strike three. Hill didn't think it was strike three, but it was. She'll go sit down.
Next up, we have Haley Kelsey, number 13, for the Lady Tigers.
What do you see out of Kelsey this at bat?
Swinging away, Tyler.
Swinging away. I think that's right. She's batting from the right side.
Looked good from here, folks, but
hey,
the umpire looked...
Ball one. I think it was maybe inside.
Something else, yeah.
Inside. Ball one on Kelsey. Kelsey has a large strike zone. She's taller than most girls. That one was a strike right down the middle. One and one's the count. How tall do you reckon Kelsey is? She's 6'1"?
She's 6'1". 5'11", 6 foot.
Strike on the outside part of the plate. One and two's the count. Oh, Niemann's look pretty accurate here. She puts this one down the outside part of the plate. Kelsey swings, tardy, kind of a lackluster swing, and she's out. Skedder marches into the on deck, out of the on deck circle, into the box, ready to pound it away. She's hit home runs in her last two games. What do you see this game?
I'm seeing the same thing.
All right.
Pretty.
Takes ball one, high and outside.
Pretty confident up there in the batter's box.
Niemann delivers. Right down the middle. Oh, Scudder gets out in front of it just a bit too much and shanks it just to the left side of third base. One and one's the count now. Two outs here in the bottom of the first for the Tigers. Niemann delivers. Low, it bounces in. Ball one. Ball two. Would have already recognized the pitch there, Jacob. Gets out in front of another one, does Scudder, and fouls it this time farther left. Two and two. Niemann gets ready. Gets set, as is Scudder. She delivers. Drilled pass third and short through that little hole there. Left fielder picks it up and Scudder's on first with a single. So a leadoff hitter now is on board for the Tigers. Even though there's two outs, I guess she's not really a leadoff, but she's on board as Elsie steps in. What do you see out of Elsie here?
I'm seeing hit up the middle.
Hit up the middle. Let's find out here. Boy, there is a big hole up the middle. Oh, shortstop's playing way too far left. Strike right down the middle. And then she breaks towards second. I don't know if that's to entice the runner or what.
I think maybe she was thinking that she was stealing, Tyler.
I don't know. She's playing awfully far left. Fouled straight back towards us.
So two now. Elsie better protect.
That's a good observation. All right, Elsie steps in. With that helmet on, you can't see her funky hairdo she wears.
Yeah, she looks like a peacock, Tyler.
I don't know if that's to keep the sun out of her eyes. Here she grounds it back towards the pitcher. She's going to try to beat it out, and she's out by a step. Oh, boy, it'd be nice to get her on. So after one, it's nothing to nothing. Tigers have had one base runner. Brashear Tigers had one base runner. The Canton Tigers had three, but each team was able to hold the other, so nobody scored, and we're ready for the second now. What do you see going into the second on for the Tigers defense? Lady Tigers. Brashear Lady Tigers.
I don't know. The defense better step it up. They let bases get loaded.
Yeah, you can't let the bases loaded every inning.
You can only do that so much, and then you're going to get
better. Hey, it's going to cost you. Leadoff hitter for the Canton Tigers is going to be Danielle Butler, number 20. Steps in. Nobody's on base. Nobody out. Here we go. Pitch one just high. She steps in for pitch number three from Scudder. Scudder gets ready to deliver. This one's right down the heart of the plate. Strike one. One and one here to Butler. She shows bunt and puts it right down the right first base line. Scudder can't get to it and turns and fires it right to Kelsey. Kelsey was not ready for it, and it hit her in the leg and carried off towards center field. Hill picks it up. No harm, no foul there, although Kelsey might disagree and nailed her right in the leg. So leadoff hitters on for Canton Tigers is a well-placed bunt. Scudder wasn't looking for it. Runner on first. Nobody out. Here, number 22 for Canton steps in, shows bunt, fouls it straight back. And that's strike one on the Canton batter. Scudder gets ready to deliver again. She steps in, gets into a windup. The Canton batter shows bunt, pulls it back, swings at a ball, and it's strike two. 0-2 on number 22. We're both ready again. Here comes Scudder's last pitch. It's strike three, but it's dropped by Clarkson. Clarkson threw down to first, but as Williams pointed out, it's not necessary since the base is occupied. And the runner from first did move up to second on the play. Number 20 is now on second with one out as number 10 for Canton steps in. She shows bunt, pulls it back, and swings at strike one. Canton gets ready. 0-1 count here. RBI opportunity, runner on second. Shows bunt, puts it down the third base line, and foul as Shinarus picks it up.
That was almost a great bunt, Tyler. Would have moved the runner over.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, Jacob. Scudder gets ready to deliver another pitch here to number 10. She puts it right back to towards Scudder. Scudder throws her out at first. Reeves picks it, almost throws to third, and wisely decides to hold it. Two outs for on third for Canton Lady Tigers. As number 12, I believe it's the leadoff hitter, if I'm not mistaken, is up again. You remember what she did last time, Jacob? She reached base, didn't she? This time she puts it right down the first base line. I mean directly down the line. Reeves scoops it up, steps on first, and that'll be the end of the top half of the second inning. Nobody scored. So after one and a half, the score is still nothing to nothing as the Lady Tigers prepare to bat in the bottom half of the second. Jacob, what do you see for the Tigers in the bottom half of the second? What's going to happen?
Andrea Reeves is coming up.
That's right.
For a leadoff, so she might get on base with a nice hit.
She might do a lot of things. What do you foresee?
I'm seeing her getting a hit.
All right, a hit. Care to be more specific? Where's that hit going to take?
She hits away, so usually probably in right.
If I remember right, the last couple games she's been a pull hitter, so I could be wrong, though. I have been a couple times. We'll see. It's all prediction anyway. Who's up after Reeves? Once again, they failed to bring us the scorecards to the booth. Hey, just as I say that, we walk over with a scorecard. Thank you. And now we have the visiting scorecard. We can make do with our home scorecard.
Ashley Clarkson's up after Andrea Reeves.
All right. So Reeves steps in with nobody out, nobody on, in the bottom half of the second inning.
We have no numbers.
That was strike one for Reeves. That was right down the middle of the plate.
That's tough to take. Ball high and outside. Good eye by Reeves there. She steps in now, 1-1. She kind of crowds the plate. He kind of like that. Driven into the left field. That's going to be a single. Nice poke by Reeves right over the shortstop and right in front of the left fielder.
That was a great hit.
Well-placed hit. And so for the first time tonight, leadoff hitters aboard for Ashley Clarkson. Clarkson steps in. Reeves is on first. Nobody out. Here we go. What do you see here?
Maybe bunt.
Strike one. She thought about offering for it. Decided not to, and it cost her. Strike one.
She might still bunt here, Tyler.
You still see bunt? We'll see. Steps in. The pitcher, Nemania is the pitcher. Nemania. we were pronouncing it wrong. It's Tori Niemania. That's how we're going to say it anyway. Here we go. Niemania delivers with 0-2, and Clarkson swings and misses down on strikes. So, one out now. It's still a chance for the Tigers to score as Rusk steps in. Rusk from Niemania. Strike one on the outside part of the plate. Jacob.
She stepped out on that one, Tyler. There's no way she was going to reach it.
That's good observation. I can see why you're color commentating now. Oh, she stepped out on that one, too, but it could have been hit. It was right down the heart of the plate. This one is hit. It was high, but she drilled it right back to the pitcher. And Reeves reaches as the pitcher, instead of going to first, tries to throw to second. And the second baseman wasn't even over there, so Reeves makes it to second, and Rusk is now on first with only one out as Woods steps in. Woods batting from the left side means she's going to try to lay down a
drag bunt.
Here we go. She offered at it and couldn't get it down, so that was a waste of a strike one. Jacob?
She's still staying on the left side, Tyler, so probably means she's going to be...
Yep, it would be the same thing. Here we go. Offered at it this time, put it right on the back part of the plate, bounced up over the catcher. Strike two, 0-2 count now. Reeves is on second. Rusk is on first. We're looking to move him over. Niemania gets ready to pitch another one here. Niemania, excuse me. This one is delivered about 30 feet. Hits the ground, bounces up, and that's ball one. 1-2 here in the bottom of the second. Nothing's the score. Reeves is on second. Rusk is on first. The next pitch is delivered. She bunts it foul. She should be out. Okay, she's going to try again. Pulled back here, 2-2.
Don't know how she laid off that one, Tyler. It was looked like pretty good outside.
It was called the ball. 2-2. She swings at this one, and she's going to go sit down. Reeves and Rusk still at first and second. If the Tigers can't get these girls in, it's going to be a crucial mistake. You had great opportunity here. Harrelson comes up for the Tigers, though. Steps in the front of the box. Imani is a fairly fast pitcher. We'll see what she can do. She delivers it right down the heart of the plate. How much do you think Carlson missed that pitch by?
Probably 5 inches, Tyler. She stepped out of the box. And
from my angle, it looked like about 2 feet. But at any rate, it's a miss, and it's strike one. And that's strike two. She swings and misses again. What do you see this next pitch?
I'm seeing Niemani throwing a nice, hard fastball, maybe high.
Okay, we'll see here. High fastball swung on and missed. That's a good call, Jacob. All right, so after two, it's nothing to nothing in favor of nobody. All right, number five's up for Canton. She fouls one straight back. Strike one from Scudder. I can tell you what her name is. It is Fretwell. Kate Fretwell is up for the Canton Tigers. Fretwell takes ball one. High and outside off the glove of Clarkson. 1-1's a count on Fretwell. She steps in now. Scudder gets ready to pitch. Scudder doesn't mess around out there. She gets this one straight in on the inside part of the plate. Strike two. 1-2 on Fretwell. Fretwell takes this one just a bit inside. Ball two. 2-2. Calls time, steps in, kicks the dirt around back and forth. Now she's ready to go. Scudder delivers right down the middle of the plate. She drills it towards shortstop Kimberly Elsie. Elsie throws over to first. Low throw. Reeves misses it. It goes into right field. It takes a while for Harrelson to track it down, and Fretwell makes it all the way to third. So that's going to be a single. Probably, depending on your score, a single and a two-base error throw.
Justin took the wrong angle on that, Tyler.
She tried to come it straight over, and it went straight by her. Now Lay attempts to lay down a bunt for Canton Tigers, and it goes foul, strike one on her. Canton with a golden opportunity here. Runner on third, nobody out. Tigers have to buckle down and get three outs quick. Lays up for Canton, trying to prevent that. It's bunted straight into the air. Clarkson did not touch it, and it went out of bounds, so it's foul two. Did you think she touched it, Jacob?
Looked to me like she touched it, Tyler, but that's why the umpire is there.
That's true. They get paid the big bucks. We get paid the little bucks, I guess.
NHS hours, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. All right, ball two. That was ball one. Excuse me. Hi. Maybe. That was ball two. I'm finally right. 2-2 is a count on Lay. Lay looks like she's got a good swing if she ever connects. She almost swung there. They're going to ask the other umpire. He said she held up, so it goes to a full count on Emily Lay. She has an awkward stance, though, doesn't she, Jacob?
Yeah, she holds the bat back so she can get a quicker swing, Tyler.
And she got right. She caught up with that one and drove it right past the second baseman Haley Kelsey into right field. Clean single for Lay as Fretwell scored from third. It's 1-0 Canton now as Lay's on first and Lillard's up. Lindsay Lillard, number 19, heavy hitter for Canton. Took strike one, tries to bunt, and it goes foul. So 0-2 count again. Scudder's done a good job of getting ahead of the hitters so far.
I don't know why the Canton Lady Tigers are bunting here. This is their cleanup hitter.
They're pretty persistent on that bunt, though. Everybody, I think if you play for Canton, you better be able to lay down a bunt. Scudder steps onto the rubber. Lillard steps in, bunts it straight back, and with two strikes, I would not be bunting. However she did, she's out. She'll go sit down. One out for the Tigers.
Caldwell up now.
Boy, I don't know. I don't think I would be messing around bunting.
Especially not with your cleanup hitter, Tyler.
That is right. Caldwell, number 5 hitter, takes ball one high. Lay still on first. Scudder delivers. She bunts it back towards Scudder. Scudder fell off to the other side of the plate, and she throws, and Reeves looked like maybe she was distracted or something, couldn't catch it. Harlson, another bad angle as Lay circles the bases and scores. Caldwell makes it all the way to third. Mental errors and bad throws or bad catches, whatever you want to call them, they're costing the Tigers here.
For sure, she's just kicking themselves in the butt, Tyler. They're just snowballing.
Yeah, that is, it's a snowball effect. When one thing goes bad, everything goes bad. 2-0 now. Runner on third as Clay offers the bunt again. Boy, they're persistent with these bunts. 2-0 runner on third. Only one out, and we're trying to bunt. Strike two she takes instead of offering a bunt. Scudder gets ready with another 0-2 count. Boy, she's had a lot of them, especially with these bunt attempts and stuff.
Yeah, they can't just smunge their bat out. Makes them miss it and get a strike.
We shouldn't complain, but it seems like when Kent needs a hit, they come up with it, or they have so far. I guess that first inning was an exception. They had the bases loaded. Oh, my. What a changeup. Had the girl way out in front was Clay, and she goes and sets down as Scudder gets the strikeout. Two outs as Buttle steps in. Buttle swings and fouls strike one straight back. Couldn't add anything to that, Jacob.
There's another bunt.
She bunts again. Scudder is not able to throw her out, and they are able to score the run on it. They must practice bunting all practice because every single one of them looks like they have to bunt. Well, it's 3-0 now. Another runner on first. Two outs for the Tigers. Scudder delivers another strike one. She gets them down 0-2 almost every at bat. This is Roberson, Janine Roberson, number 22. What do you see here, Jacob?
Possibly another bunt here, Tyler.
That'd be a good call here as the ball skips away from Clarkson and Buttle is able to get to second base. So winner on second now for Roberson, and we might see a bunt here on a 1-1 count, is it? Yep. She offers and then swings and she drives it into center field past the second baseman. Hill scoops it up, throws towards home. There's going to be a play. No, there's not a play. She slides in safely. And Roberson was able to get to second. So things keep piling on in favor of the Canton Tigers here. 4-0 with two outs. The Tigers have had two outs for Lady Tigers. Brashear Lady Tigers have had two outs for a while now. Let's see if we can get the third one here.
They've been crossing the Tigers.
Here's Jesse Luzdon for Canton. She takes strike one, a 1-1 count on her. Roberson, meanwhile, is on second. Another golden opportunity to score one for Canton. This one is driven to Shanna Rusk over at third. She throws across and gets the Canton runner Luzman out. After 2.5, the Tigers find themselves down 4-0. Let's see if we can come out and get some runs. What do we need to do here, Jacob?
We need to get the base runners, Tyler. Able to move them around. Last inning, we got them on base, but we couldn't move them around.
That's a good point. We had what? First and second with only one out?
Second with no outs, or one out, yeah.
I think there's one out. Whatever we do, we need to score some runs. I don't know about this button idea. Usually it doesn't work, but by golly, Kent can pull it off.
They've been pretty effective with their button.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to bunt, you have to be accurate with it, and Canton has been. They've been placing them exactly where they want them. Exactly where they want them, right down the line or right past the pitcher. They can put them wherever they want them, and that is the key to bunting.
Yep.
Hill comes up leadoff hitter for the Lady Tigers of Brashear. She takes ball one inside. What did you say about Hill there, Jacob?
She's pretty quick. She might lay down a bunt.
Well, she's the can't she would. Here, she hits one towards third base. Third baseman picks it up, throws it, and first baseman drops it. This is exactly what the Tigers needed. Good job here for Brashear.
Capitalize on this mistake, right?
That's right. Whenever you get your leadoff hitter up, you need to get him around. Hill's on now. Kelsey steps in from the left side of the plate. Drag bunt, I see it. She thinks about offering, but takes strike one on the outside part of the plate. What do you see here, Jacob?
Another drag bunt, Tyler.
All right, here we go. She offers. She puts it down the third base line. It's going to stay on the... Oh, I thought it was going to stay on the line. It looked like it may still have been on the chalk there. Almost a perfect bunt there by Kelsey. Just a bit foul. Oh, that hurt.
Already turning back to come back to the base.
By the time
umpire called foul.
She absolutely flew down those bases. She's going to stay in with two strikes and keep batting left-handed. What do you make of that there, Jacob?
She better get it down.
She didn't knock at him and took a ball one. Just a little low on that pitch was Neiman. I've been reprimanded for my way of saying it. It's Neiman. And Kelsey offers it this one, fouls it off, and gives the Tigers an unnecessary out there. Let her swing the bat, is my opinion. What do you say, Jacob?
Yeah,
with two strikes, let them swing.
Shouldn't be done.
Scudder's up now. Golden opportunity here. Take strike one, a bit inside maybe, but they call the strike a little low. Runner on first is Hill. Hill's got some speed. She's got the wheels to get around. Scudder can lay some heavy metal on it. Scudder takes one high and inside. Hill messing around on the bases, barely gets back in. What do you say about that, Jacob?
She thought the catcher wasn't going to throw down there.
She thought wrong.
Yep.
Scudder hits one towards first base. And Hill was wandering off the base. It was very fortunate to get back in before the first baseman caught it in the air and came down and landed on the base. So with two outs, the Tigers may squander another opportunity to score a run. The leadoff hitter getting on. Hill's on first now. Elsie's up. Elsie's got a funky way of holding the bat. I don't know if I've noticed that before, Jacob.
It's, again, she holds the bat flat so she can get around on it.
Just a straight cut.
Yep.
All right, here we go. That straight cut was not straight enough as she swung through that pitch. It's 0-2.
But, of course, by doing this, she takes half of her power away, Tyler.
I think it will sacrifice power if we can get on base.
Yeah.
Here we go. Hill, meanwhile, advanced to second on that last pitch. Elsie's a little tardy on the swing here and fouls it right past the on-deck circle for Brashear. 0-2 still on her, trying to stay alive here. Runner on second. It'd be nice to get Hill in just to cut into that lead. Pitch is delivered. Elsie rips one. It was a nice hit right back up the middle, but unfortunately, Neiman got her glove out and caught it. So after three, the Tigers find themselves in a 4-0 hole. Think we can climb out of it, Jacob?
We'll have to stop them here, Tyler.
That's the key. Problems have come last inning defensively. We got to step it up and not let them score. Here we go. We're back for the first half of the fourth inning. Strike one delivered by Scudder right to Owsley. Or Owsley. My pronunciation might be wrong. Outside to Owsley. I'm going to call her Owsley. Is that okay with you, Jacob?
That's all right with me, Tyler.
Okay. Scudder finds herself in a 1-1 count here. Delivers to Owsley. Owsley hits it to second base. Kelsey picks it up, throws it over first. Hey, that's one out for the Tigers.
Good job by Kelsey. That ball had some spin on it, some awkward spin.
A lot of those
right.
A lot of those balls hit to second have that spin on it.
Yeah. Spinning away from her.
Yep. Well, if you're right-handed here. Here we go. Pitch to Fretwell is crushed down the left field line, but foul. You know what they say, that is just a long strike.
Yep. As a pitcher, you like to see those, Tyler. You like to see them.
Waste them early when they don't count. Scudder delivers another one, and it's bunted. And it's
perfect
bunted.
Bunt.
Oh, man, they can bunt. Best softball bunting team I believe I've ever seen.
Yes, that was a great bunt by Fretwell.
Fretwell, I believe.
Fretwell, my mistake.
Lay is up now. I believe Fretwell started the rally last inning, if I'm not mistaken. She got on a bunt, believe it or not, and came around and scored. So Scudder delivers to Lay. Lay puts one down the right field line, and it's foul. And what was it?
A bunt.
A bunt. Who's surprised? Strike one, though. I'm not at all opposed to them bunting and having it go foul and getting a strike on it.
How can you blame them, though? We haven't fielded one yet.
That's true. Oh, man, she pulls back on a bunt here and drives it into left center field. Hill gets to it. She throws it in, and they're going to be able to hold him the second and third. It was a nice relay play by Hill to Elsie to hold him. Man, that was driven. It was a great hit for showing the bunt and then pulling back just beautifully. Beautifully executed there. This one by Lillard is driven straight into the ground. 0-1 count on her now. Second and third, nobody out for... Excuse me, one out. We had the first out of the inning. One out for Canton. Lillard, second pitch is bunted. Foul.
Once again, they're bunting with their cleanup hitter.
Hey, it worked last inning.
Not for her. She got out.
They say, but with all the bunts they had, they worked pretty well. I'd say they worked about 70% of the time. This one's delivered low by Scudder inside. Ball one. Scudder steps in, winds up, delivers another one. Strike down the outside by the plate. Swung on and missed. That's two outs. As Caldwell comes up, didn't Caldwell have a good drive last inning?
I believe so, Tyler.
I think that's right. She's one of the ones that didn't bunt. She's one of the smaller ones, and she didn't bunt. She takes a strike right down the heart of the plate here. Strike one, two. Caldwell. Driven high and deep to right field, caught by Harrelson, and that ends the inning. Tigers able to avoid any runs for Canton here. It was a nice way to hold them. They had second and third with one out. I was afraid they were going to score. What do you think, Jacob?
It was a good job by the Tigers, able to get three outs without letting anybody score.
That's what you always want. Three outs, nobody scoring. What did the Tigers need to do to collect some runs here?
They need to get base runners again, Tyler.
It happened last inning. They couldn't get them in.
Well, they need to get base runners, and they need to get them in. Find
there you go. Out. I believe that is the perfect combo. If you can get base runners and you can get them in, you will win games.
Hey,
they say, though, that you have to have some good defense, and there's some truth to that the Tigers have seen tonight.
Well, you score more runs than the other team, you still win.
That's true. But I think I would rather have a superb pitcher than a superb offense. What do you say to that?
I don't know. You can't win games without scoring runs.
You can't win games if you can't hold the other people either. How about this? How about we say we have a superb pitcher and a superb offense? Would you go for that?
And you got the perfect combo right there.
All right. We'll say that. Reese is up first. She led off the second inning and got a hit.
Blooped it over short.
Blooped it. That was a nice hit by Reeves. Let's see if she can do that again. What do you say? You for it?
Yep.
Good deal. So there's a meeting on the mound, as they say. The girls are going to do a little huddle, and there's gals out in center field, and they call that the distant huddle. That's a proper term. I've seen it before. The distant huddle, and everybody's ready, except Reeves, who finally steps into the box here. We're ready to go in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Neiman gets ready. She delivers. It's ripped. Oh, man, what a rip by Reeves, but the third baseman in the hot corner, she catches it in the air. Wow, man, that's good reflexes. What do you say about that, Jacob?
That was a great catch.
She just kind of put her glove up there, and she stabbed at it and caught it. Man, that was a rip, though, by Reeves. Boy, it hurts when you have good hits like that go to the wayside, and they're called out. Man, that hurts. Clarkson steps up, and oh, man, same play, exact same play. Rips it down the third baseline. Third baseman again catches it. If I'm Rusk, I'm thinking, I think I might go down the right field line this time. Test somebody else. Gosh, those are two great plays by the third baseman. Man, I cannot believe lightning strikes twice here. This one by Rusk is hit towards the shortstop. I think the pitcher threw three pitches that time. One to each batter. They threw one to Reeves, drilled, caught by the third baseman. Another one to Clarkson, drilled, caught by the third baseman. Third one to Rusk wasn't hit as hard, but it was popped up and a solid hit, but it was caught by the shortstop. So, a very depressing bottom of the fourth. Tigers are losing 4-0 as they go into the fifth. Here we go. We got Clay stepping in for Canton as Scudder toots the hill again. She steps in and drives it down the first base side. Foul, strike one. Jacob, what do you see in the immediate future here?
Bunt.
I think that's a good call. I think I'd predict that every time. I think you have been for quite a while. Here we go. Scudder steps in for pitch two. She shows bunt, pulls it back, and takes ball one. 1-1. Nobody out, nobody on. Top of the fifth. She shows up, pulls back, doesn't swing at ball two. 2-1 now on Clay. Clay takes ball three. Oh, Scudder's been doing a great job of getting ahead of hitters' balls behind Clay here. Can she battle back, Jacob?
Let's hope so, Tyler.
Let's hope so. That's why we didn't do it, because we didn't know she could do it. And, she reaches first on a walk. So Kenton has the runner on first. Nobody out and a bunt. What do you know? Perfectly executed. Runner safe. First and second. Gosh darn, I wish we could defend the bunt. I predict next practice, first thing we're going to do, defend Bunts because we cannot do it. We can't do it. We cannot get them out for the life of us. They kill us with it. Absolutely kill us. 4-0 runners on. First and second as Robertson steps in. Takes ball one. Clay and Butel advance. Second to third now. Robertson steps back in with a 1-0 count. Gets ready to bunt, I predict. She shows it, pulls it back, drills it right to Shannon Rusk at third base, throws over to first. Runners out as Reeves makes a heads-up tag because she wasn't on the base. Nice play by Reeves, nice throw by Rusk. Now, some of the fans disagreed, but the runner was out as Reeves reached around and tagged her. So, Ludson steps up. Ludson's going to have a little conference with the coach. What's he saying, Jacob?
Saying laying a bunt down. That's my guess.
I'm sure they have a sign for that. I bet this is a specific area he wants this.
Right down the third base
line. No, I'd send it right down the first base line. They've been having a lot of success with that. It's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was 2 feet outside. Ludson was pretty anxious there. Strike one. Next pitch, bunts down the third base side, foul, so it doesn't count. Your prediction's wrong.
She was trying.
1-1's the count here. Top five, runners on second and third with one out. And next pitch, delivered. Strike three on Ludston. She'll go sit down. Two outs now for the Bushier Tigers. Leadoff hitter Owlsley's up. She steps in with runners on second and third. Great scoring opportunity. Takes ball one high inside. Jacob, what's your thoughts here?
I'm feeling a bunt, Tyler. There.
Bunt, you see it? With two outs, she showed it and then pulled back, took ball two.
They've done it before,
and we have showed again and again and again that we cannot defend it. So we'll see here. Two outs, it's kind of risky. Ball three. I think Scudder is a good pitcher, I'm taking right here. All the way taken. We'll see what she does. She shows bunt, pulls back, takes strike one, just like I said. I believe I picked up the coach's sign. I think she's taking this one as well. We'll see. Shows it, pulls it back, takes. Jacob, why don't you get in on the sign action here and see if you can pick him up so we can tell our listeners in advance what's going to happen. That is such a key point to broadcast, and I want you to do that for us. Bases loaded now. Spretwell, who's been a thorn in the Tiger side all afternoon, fouls one off. Bases loaded for Fretwell. She scored earlier this inning, didn't she? That was last inning, excuse me. She scored. Fretwell steps in. Scudder gets ready. Now, foots the rubber. Pitches. Driven to short. Elsie picks it up. Throws over to third. They tag the runner out. Not conventional. Hey, but it works. So, after the top half of the fifth inning, it's 4-0 still in favor of the Canton Tigers. Jacob, what is going to be needed here in the bottom of the fifth to score some runs for the Tigers?
Tyler, it's got to be base runners. You got to get base runners.
Base runners doesn't do anything if you can't get them in.
True.
We've had quite a few base runners. How many base runners do you reckon we've had so far?
Oh, we've had first and second a couple times, Tyler.
I'd say we've had about, what, 5, 6, 7 base runners all game? Haven't been able to plate one of them? Clutch hitting is important. We'll join you here in the bottom of the fifth as a little break's taken here for the broadcasting crew. And we're back to the game here, bottom of the fifth. 4-0. Brashear's going to try to rally. Neiman delivers to Carmen Woods. Driven down the left field line. Fair. Carmen's going to circle first. Head to second. She's going to hold up at second. Nice, solid hit there by Woods. Just driven right over the third baseman. About 2 feet inside the line. Perfect placement. Right by the left fielder. Allowed her to get to second base. Jacob, what's going to happen here? Are we going to be able to get across some runs here?
Might show bunt here.
Hettinger steps in, shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball one. Steps back in, does Hettinger. Ball two inside. What's to do with her hands here, Jacob?
She's showing bunt. She's wringing her hands. She's got her hands apart, holding the bat, ready for bunt.
You can't do that and give away what you're going to do. You got to be a little better at disguising things, don't you, Jacob?
Yep.
She's swinging here, then. Hey, your method works well there, Jacob. Nice work. That's great. That is your job, is to provide insight for the fans listening at home. That's strike one. It's 3-1 count. Strike two. Full count here, Jacob. What do you do?
You protect the plate, Tyler. Can't go down looking.
All right, here we go.
Especially with runners in scoring position.
Absolutely. That is a fact. She swung, but she goes down.
Three
one out.
Strikes for...
That's tough to do for Neiman.
Neiman.
Well, we have hitters up now for Hill. Hill is here in the bottom of the fifth. Tigers need to cross some runs here. We got Woods out on second. What will Hill do here?
Swing away. She's a pretty good hitter.
She took strike one. All right. Hill steps in after hitting herself in the back with the bat.
That's one thing about girls I never understood.
Jacob, that is a bad sentence because I believe there's a lot of things about girls we don't understand.
I guess so.
Anyway, Hill drives it towards shortstop. She throws, and it's a bad throw. First baseman can't corral it. Woods is able to score just like the Tigers needed, and Hill is on first to boot. So Tigers are able to get their first run. Now it's 1-4, one out in the bottom of the fifth. Kelsey's up with Hill on first. One thing I don't understand about girls.
Well, I thought I had him figured out anyway.
Hey! There's a solid hit there by Kelsey right past the head of Neiman into center field. It gets Hill the second, Kelsey the first. Two on, one out. Scudder, the heavy hitter's up. It's happy time in Brashear. Here we go. Pitch one taken. Ball outside and low. Jacob, what do we need to do here?
We need to capitalize on this position, in this position, Tyler.
And it's driven, and it's deep, and it's bobbled. We're circling the bases. They're going to send Hill home. There's a high throw. She slides in safe. Kelsey and Scudder make it to second and third. Still only one out. It's 2-4. Brashear, Canton's leading 4-2. Is that right? We have 2-4. Tigers have a golden opportunity still. Second and third, only one out. Kelsey's up after a long meeting with Williams. What did she tell her?
I don't know, Tyler.
Yeah, you're supposed to provide insight here.
Sorry, I was not paying attention on that one.
All right, here we go. Anyway, Elsie's up. Take strike one inside. She wants something on the ground to score the run. Why didn't you say that, Jacob?
Well, I was on the tip of my tongue.
Strike two, a little monkey business on the bases, and Kelsey gets back safe. 0-2 count here on Elsie. She steps in with the funky batting stance. Drives another one down the line. Hits the Kelsey, although her lead was in foul territory, so she will not be counted out. Elsie will step in with another 0-2 count, trying to do the same except keeping it fair. Here we go. Elsie steps in, ready to swing. Jacob, what's going to happen here? Pitch high, ball one. What do we need to do here, Jacob, quickly?
We need to get a hit here, Tyler.
Okay. A hit. Let's see here. Where'd you put it?
Looking.
I put it right up the middle. The shortstop plays too far left. This one's hit.
That's,
Ooh. Caught by the shortstop. Dang, that's tough on us. Second and third, two outs now. Reeves comes up to the plate. Reeves has been hot tonight. She drove a hard one to the third baseman last time. Man, that was a great play. And it got a hit the first time up. Here we go. What do you see? She's got.
Nice
she's reading
line
this.
Drive to left field.
Strike on the outside part of the plate. She's been reading this pitcher like a book today. I say she gets a hold of one. What do you say?
I agree with you, Tyler.
We'll see here. 0-1 count. Neiman delivers. Oh, my. Nice pitch. And Reeves swings over the top of it. Looks like a little sinker there by the pitcher. What do you say?
Yeah, it looks some sort of off.
Drop ball or something. Here we go. High and outside. Ball one. 1-2. Two outs. Runners on second and third. Bottom of the fifth. Tigers down 4-2. A hit here ties the ball game. This is as clutch as it gets. Here we go. Driven. Yes! Off the first baseman. That'll score two. Reeves will circle first, but stay there. A two-out, two RBI single by Reeves, and it doesn't get any more clutch than that.
No, it doesn't, Tyler. That was a great piece of hitting.
That was an awesome piece of hitting. And we saw that the first baseman doesn't have the reflexes that the third baseman does, and I tried to say that last inning. Two outs, one on. Clarkson steps up. Tigers are now right back in the thick of things, 4-4 in the bottom of the fifth. What an inning. I'm worn out just watching. Here we go. Clarkson steps in. Takes ball one inside. Takes some direction there from Coach Williams. Steps back in. Couple practice swings. Takes strike one inside. Inside. Jacob.
Looked like low and inside to me.
Okay. That's. I'm just trying to reconfirm what I thought. Here we go. Next pitch. Oh, swung on and missed. And Reeves has gotten herself into a bad situation. I don't know what we're doing on the base, but we squandered an opportunity there. I don't know if she was asleep or thinking about that hit. It was a nice hit, but you can't afford to give them out. Giving them out, that's just not smart. And so after five, the Tigers have battled back. It's 4-4. Wow. What an inning.
I don't know what she was doing on that one, Tyler.
I don't either.
Yeah. Confused.
She looked over Coach with confusion.
Might have been a hit and run, and Ashley didn't.
Ashley didn't hit.
Hit, and she
did. And she did run. I don't know. Anyway, we'll get ready for the top half of the sixth inning here at Tiger Stadium. Here we go. There's the little huddle on the mound.
The distant huddle.
And the distant huddle. And we're ready to go. Yet again here, the bottom of the seventh. Tigers down 6-4. And Linhart leads off for the Tigers. Left-handed batter. She steps in. Swing! And a miss. Hefty swing, though, wasn't it?
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was. Pitch two, driven to the first baseman. First baseman is present. And she tags out Linhart. That was a nice drive there by Linhart, but couldn't reach base. And now, Tigers are up to the leadoff hitters. It's up to them to get on and to get home. What, do you try a bunt here, Jacob, with hill speed? Or what are you going to do here? Just swing away?
Swing away. She got hit last time.
All right, here we go. We're going to put that three to the test. Take strike one inside, inside, inside. One out, one strike, bottom of the seventh, down two runs. Hill takes ball one. 1-1 now. She steps out, takes some instructions. Gets ready, steps back in, and we're ready. Neiman delivers, driven back, out of play, foul. So 1-2 count now on Hill. She's got a battle just to stay alive. Down two runs. What do you see here, Jacob?
She's got to protect the plate.
All right, here we go. Just a little quick swing, or what are we trying here?
Quick swing.
Quick swing. Quick swing. Hits it to third. Third bobbles, throws to first. Off the base, she's safe. That is what the Tigers needed. Runner on first now, only one out. As Kelsey steps up, batting from the right side, you know what that means.
She's swinging away.
Swinging away. Here we go. That's what we need. We need two runs. We've got a runner on first. Kelsey represents tying run. Takes strike one on the outside part of the plate.
Kelsey had a great hit last at bat. Nice line drive right up the middle.
Here we go. Oh, a little floater up and off the bat of Kelsey. Neiman was able to catch it herself. Two outs now for the Tigers as Scudder steps in. All right, here we go. Scudder's been hot as of late, hitting home runs in each of her last two games. She's yet to do so tonight. Do you smell it? Oh, my! What a foul! She absolutely crushed that thing down the line. But it doesn't count anything but a strike. Man, she drove that thing. She was waiting on that pitch and got a hold of it and absolutely drove it. Man, that was a hit. If she could have kept that in fair territory, we would have been tied. However, it drifted foul. And I guess we're out of balls here in play now. So we're just going to wait a little bit, get the ball back, and we're going to retry this. Here we go. We got the ball back in play, and we're going to try this again, except this time Christina's going to try to keep this thing fair. Here we go. 0-1 count. Neiman delivers. Taking ball one low. They throw down here. We cannot get picked off with two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Gosh, risky base running is something we don't need. Right, Jacob?
Yep.
Okay. Scudder takes ball two outside. 2-1 count. Scudder can be looking for a certain pitch here and try to drive it out there. And she grounds one to the third baseman. Third baseman picks it up, throws Scudder out, and that's your ball game. 6-4 final. Tigers from Brashear take it on the chin. 6-4 loss. Well, it was a heartbreaker. Tigers had their opportunities, though, yet were denied by Canton. Canton just had the ability to bunt, the ability to get clutch hits when they needed them, and the ability to persevere. So we're gonna join you with the JV game, and should be back here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes with the JV game. This is Tyler Killen, and
I'm Jacob Shipman.
See you later.